Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Today we're going to be answering your dynasty trade questions. My name is Seth Dewald. Thank you for tuning in. Let's jump right into it. And before we get started, I just want to remind everybody that I approach dynasty trades maybe a little bit different than other people do, in the sense that I believe dynasty trades should benefit both sides. I know that's revolutionary to say this in today's day and age. In 2025, we all know the guy in the league who is constantly sending bad trade offers, and ultimately you shouldn't do that, because you don't want to be the guy who you see their name pop up when you get a trade request. You know exactly who that is, and you roll your eyes and you go, I don't even want to look at this because I know it's not going to be fair. So when I'm analyzing trades, discussing trades, I'm looking at it from that angle. Now, if you get an offer that you can't refuse in your trade inbox, there's nothing you can do about that but click the accept button. We've all had those as well. And those, I mean, it's better than Christmas when you get one of those trade offers in your inbox. When discussing these trades, I think we need to keep that in mind, that trade should benefit both sides. And, you know, if you're a rebuilding team, you want younger assets, you should be able to get younger assets in exchange for your aging veterans. But that's enough of me droning on. I'll get off my soapbox and we'll just get into these trades, shall we? So these are your trades asked in our chat. So trade number one, trade Rashi Rice and Devon Achan for Jentie and a projected 2027 early second. This is a 10 team tight end premium super flex. Start 10. So start one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, two flex, and a super flex. I would say absolutely not, because Rashi Rice to me, and we've discussed this on the show before, Rashi Rice could vault himself into the elite tier of wide receivers, or maybe just a tier down from that. I think he's already in the T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle. I think he surpassed that tier already. So you're trading Rashi Rice and Devon Achan, and I get it, Devon Achan, there's injury risk there, for Ashton Jentie, who we love, but he's unproven. He's not necessarily on a team that has a juggernaut offense. And honestly, the early 2027 second round pick, that's 2 years away. I think you're giving up too much for Ashton Jentie here. And even though his team is stacked and he shared his team here, I mean, he has Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray at quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achan, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard at running back, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, he's just absolutely stacked, even for a 10 team league. I still wouldn't do this, because I never really believe in consolidating to a point where you're not gaining any value by consolidating, you know? So I would not do this. Do not, let me know what you guys think in the chat. Trade number two, 10 team superflex tight end premium, mid 26 first, Zay Flowers, Chris Olave for Josh Downs, Travion Henderson, Luther Burden, and Calvin Ridley. Wow. So obviously the mid 26 first, it's probably been picked by now. So I would assume that would have been maybe Cam Ward falls to that spot. You know, maybe that was Igbuka. I don't know. So a lot depends on that. But let's just say a mid-first round rookie pick. I guess 26. What am I talking about? 26 hasn't been. That's next year. I got my years mixed up. This year for some people has felt like 2 years. But so that is an interesting one because Zay Flowers, I've come around on Zay Flowers a little bit, but I do acknowledge he's a really, really good player in an offense where we don't like the passing volume, but he is one of, you know, a couple options in the receiving game, unless you count Rashad Bateman, that those targets could funnel to the top. And Chris Olave is just in a downright horrible situation. In that mid 26 first, I mean, that's a projected first, but getting back Henderson, Josh Downs, Luther Burden, Calvin Ridley, I think it depends on, and he doesn't share his team here or her team. Calvin Ridley, I think, is going to be really good for a win now team. He's older, but getting Luther Burden and Travion Henderson here and Josh Downs as a sweetener, man, I'm just so out on Olave and I'm so in on Travion Henderson that's probably the side that I would pick. But it's really close, very close. But give me the Henderson, Burden, Downs, Ridley side. I'll take that because I think Travion Henderson could legitimately be a top five dynasty running back, maybe even top three at this time next year. Question number three. I traded Justin Fields, Charbonnet, Pearsall, 2026 second, 2026 third for Patrick Mahomes. How did I do? And he says, ha ha, at the end. I don't know. I don't know if he's laughing all the way to the bank because I think that you did awesome here. I know that there's a lot of upside for Justin Fields, but I've talked about how I believe Justin Fields is temporary, very temporary. The team didn't commit significant dollars to him. I know that there's not much of a backup in Tyrod Taylor behind him this year, so he's probably going to get a long leash, but there's a world where he's just bad. He's just really, really bad. And I'm just saying, like, just players like Justin Fields, I mean, yes, we have our Geno Smiths of the world where they're still a starter, you know, years later, but I just don't buy Justin Fields, and this is coming from somebody who watched him very, very closely when he was with the Chicago Bears. So I'm not a believer in Justin Fields. I believe if you can get, you know, a first round pick equivalent or more in a super flex league, I think I would get out. And you really only gave up Charbonnet. Pearsall hasn't proven to us any whatsoever that he can be, you know, a legitimate weapon for us on our dynasty team. And then the 2026 second and third, the third especially, I mean, is a shot in the dark, and sometimes a second round pick, rookie pick, is a shot in the dark for Patrick Mahomes. I know he had a down year last year, but he is going to be somebody who, you said it and forget it, top 10, top 8 option at the quarterback position most years. And I think the downfield passing game for Kansas City is a lot better this year. So, yes, I think you did really, really well. I do think it's on the fair side. I think if somebody was looking to get off of Patrick Mahomes, what am I saying? I think that you should be able to get more for Patrick Mahomes. So I think getting Patrick Mahomes for that price is really, really good. Next question here. I'm in a 3 to 6 year window with mostly young elite assets. First of all, I would say 3 to 6 years, it's impossible to project out 6 years. So I would say you're in a 2 to 3 year window, no matter what your team is. And the person here doesn't share their team with us. Would you move a late 26 first projected Addison and Worthy to go up and get a guy like Jefferson? I would absolutely do that. 2026 late first. Again, it depends on your team, but if you believe that you are in a win now window, Jordan Addison, as much as I like him, you know, in redraft for this season because of he was going in the eighth round, he's suspended for the first three games, and we know the target competition is heavily, I mean, he is Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson. I'm stumbling over my words here, but there's a lot of competition for targets there. And Xavier Worthy, I mean, Rashi Rice suspended for the first six games. But once Rashi Rice comes back, you would assume he gets the Rashi Rice role, you know, getting a lot of targets over the middle of the field. And Justin Jefferson is just a locked in top 12 asset. I mean, probably higher than that in Dynasty Superflex. So, yeah, I would absolutely. I think that this is a really good move if you're trying to tier up to get a Justin Jefferson. So I'd be all over that. Trade Ollie Gordon, Jarquez Hunter, Jordan James, and Breshard Smith for Kyle Pitts. And this is a 10-team tight end premium, full PPR, super flex, 6 points per passing touchdown, although that really doesn't apply here. This might be the same team from earlier because, yeah, he's listing. Yeah, it is. So he's wanting to get Kyle Pitts. And I think now I wouldn't do this because I don't know what we're going to get from Kyle Pitts, and Ollie Gordon is just, I mean, I think Ollie Gordon for Kyle Pitts right now would be a fair trade in Dynasty. I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. Let me know what you think in the comments, but basically if you need to consolidate roster spots, I understand, but I think you could get a little bit more than Kyle Pitts right now, because I just think everybody is out on Kyle Pitts. And looking at your tight ends, I mean, you have Trey McBride, David Njoku, Hunter Henry. I mean, with this team, man, I should be taking advice from you. I mean, this is insane, this team. Yeah, I think it is the same team from earlier. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane, Jonathan Taylor, or you just play with a bunch of donkeys in your league. I don't know. CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, that's a great team. So I would not do that, though, unless you really, really want to consolidate. And if you do want to consolidate, I would look probably to improve your wide receiver room, because outside of CeeDee, Amon-Ra, and Nico, which, I mean, amazing, there isn't much depth behind that. Unless you count, well, what am I saying? He has Jaden Reed and Jacoby Myers. What more could you really want? Maybe you upgrade at running back. Outside of his top four guys, maybe I would look to get, let's see if I can do this off the top of my head. I mean, if you're looking to improve running back, why wouldn't you just keep Ollie Gordon? So I wouldn't do this, and I would look to other moves potentially. Let's move to the next question. Trade a 26 projected late first, a 27 projected early second for Jackson Dart and Josh Downs. So it depends on how you feel about Jackson Dart. And Jackson Dart was taken in the late first. Now, in recent memory, you know, the late first round for a quarterback could be awesome. Lamar Jackson could be not so awesome. Kenny Pickett. I probably would consider this if I wanted to take an upside shot on a quarterback. There's no doubt that Jackson Dart has a ton of upside. Not in the greatest situation because he was drafted by a head coach and a GM who are likely going to be on their way out the door at the end of this year. But we'll see. I mean, I think that this would be fair. You know, if it's a 26 late first, 27 early second for Josh Downs. I mean, you probably spent, if you drafted Jackson Dart, you probably spent a late first round pick in a super flex league on him, rookie pick that is. And I would say Josh Downs is worth a second. So I would say this is fair. So if you want to take this upside shot, and you believe in Jackson Dart, I'd say go for it. I think it's fair. But if not, if you want to hold on to the flexibility of the picks, then I could go either way with this one. I think it's fine. Last question here. Thank you so much for watching. If you like this content, click the like button, subscribe to the channel. We got Trevion Henderson or RJ Harvey. So I think you all know the direction that I'm going to go here. Trevion Henderson for me is leaps and bounds ahead of RJ Harvey, because I think Trevion Henderson is just a way more polished prospect. I think he's better in pass protection. I think he's amazing at catching the ball out of the backfield. He'd lined up at wide receiver at times for Ohio State and was just a complete mismatch whenever that happened. So Trevion Henderson, to me, I think legitimately his ceiling is massive. RJ Harvey, I think his ceiling is a little bit lower. I think he is a talented player, but I do think that there are going to be some moments this year where we go, okay, where's RJ Harvey? Why is J.K. Dobbins getting so many touches? Whereas Trevion Henderson competing with Ramondre Stevenson, who I don't think is as good even at this stage of his career as J.K. Dobbins. And Stevenson is more of a plotter, and J.K. Dobbins can catch passes out of the backfield. So I think Henderson has more of a locked-in role in the offense, whereas RJ Harvey might have to fight a little bit for touches this season. Now, I think both are good long-term investments, but if you're making me choose, it's Trevion Henderson all day, every day. No question about it. Thank you all for watching. Don't forget to click the like button, subscribe to the channel, and let me know where you weigh in. Let me know how you feel about some of these trades. We'll be doing these every once in a while, just a pop-up show, especially when I have to do a show without Matt Babich. So thank you again for watching. Click like, click subscribe. Give us a 5-star review if you're listening to the podcast. And until next time, be good, everybody, and we will see you later.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.